Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us This Week in America online at thisweekinamerica.us. The book, The Curious Case of the Alexian Brothers Behavioral Hospital and Other Controversies in Psychology by Dr. Anthony D'Agostino, is a history of psychiatry and medicine in the context of the evolution of managed care over the last 40 years. The Alexian Brothers Behavioral Hospital, rise to the seventh largest psychiatric corporation in the U.S., is reviewed in relation to those changes in funding and clinical practice from a historical perspective. Dr. D'Agostino describes the evolution of psychiatry from the perspective of the Alexian Brothers, highlighting international, national, and statewide trends as they relate to mental health care. He has served as a chief medical officer for the Illinois-based Alexian Brothers Behavioral Health Hospital in Hoffman Estates, chair for the Department of Psychiatry at Alexian Brothers Medical Center in Elk Center Grove from 1991 through 2011, a distinguished fellow of the American Psychiatric Association. He served as the Illinois representative for the assembly and vice chair of their managed care committee, past president of the Illinois Psychiatric Society. They also served on the health insurance and ethics committees for nearly two decades. Dr. Anthony D'Agostino, author of The Curious Case of the Alexian Brothers Behavioral Health Hospital and Other Controversies in Psychiatry, is our guest on today's This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be with you.
Just a fascinating history and brings us up to current times and the evolution and all the changes that we've seen. Just to get started, talk about the Alexian Brothers and the impact they've had on mental health care for literally centuries.
Well, the Alexian Brothers is a Catholic religious order. It began in Germany. I think their original headquarters is somewhere around Aachen. And then they were originally people who, during the plagues in Europe, would bury the dead. I mean, that was essentially their mission, as well as a sort of a male nursing order. When they came to the United States after the Civil War ended, they established a number of hospitals in different cities, in Wisconsin, St. Louis, Chicago, eventually Elizabeth, New Jersey, and one on the West Coast. And, you know, they're basically a hospital order. Mental health has been their specialty in Europe ever since the French Revolution, and they still have a major presence in Germany and Ireland and a few other countries in Europe. But in the United States, their activities are pretty much centered around Chicago right now.
And I read in the book, the brothers traditionally focus their energy on the sectors of society most neglected and disenfranchised. This really was the focus group for them, wasn't it?
It really was. And I think this was a, you know, the way some of these things started back in the Middle Ages. I think they would, you know, a group of people would get together and decide on a particular mission. And their mission was, you know, essentially just taking care of people that no one else took care of. The plague was a good example, because touching people with the plague put one at risk.
Yes.
But that was, you know, what they centered much of their activity. As time went by, they began to build more hospices and hospitals, and their mental health mission really developed around the time of the French Revolution, and it's still in existence. They even had a hospital. And we visited their facilities in Europe back in 2007 or 8, and they even had a hospital in East Berlin during the communist era. Things just kept, you know, they kept doing the same thing they were always doing.
Talk about why you felt this book was important and all the research you ended up doing. I mean, you take us back over a 600-year timeline, focusing on what you call the most exciting period in history, which has been over the last 40 years. What was the inspiration in writing this book, which had to be incredibly time-consuming, as well as rewarding?
Well, it was, but I thought it was useful to take a look at the last 40 years especially,
yes.
Although we take a look at the last several hundred years in the history of medicine. But basically, the last 40 years has been interesting because of the way things are paid for. Managed care has developed in medicine and psychiatry, And initially, at the turn of the century, there was no such thing as health insurance. And then in the 20s and 30s, as medicine became more complex, we developed the need for health insurance in because things were becoming more expensive. During World War II, with wage freezes, companies would compete for workers in order to, by offering better health insurance plans, and it evolved in the United States that private health insurance is the way most medical care was paid for in the United States up until about 1966. And in 1966, we got Medicare and we got Medicaid. So obviously, things have become more expensive and things have become more complex. So the book takes a look at especially psychiatry, but medicine in general, and looks at, you know, how things get paid for and the evolution of health insurance, managed care and health insurance. So it's a book about economics while at the same time looking at the history of medicine and how, you know, health insurance became necessary as medicine became more complex. I'm a psychiatrist, so my emphasis is in psychiatry, but the book really covers, you know, medicine in general and not just psychiatry.
Yes, and the book is The Curious Case of the Alexian Brothers Behavioral Health Hospital and Other Controversies in Psychiatry. The author, our guest, Dr. Anthony D'Agostino. The book is available, of course, Amazon, the usual places. You can link on directly at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, to bookventure.com at the bookstore and get information on the book as well as be able to order the book. Talk about the changes over this 40-year period in your career. I mentioned your credentials. How has that evolved? How has the type of care that you've been able to give changed during this 40-year span?
Well, you know, I think psychiatric care initially was mostly public care.
Yes.
I mean, most psychiatric patients were in public hospitals. Over the last 40 years, we have lost most of our public hospitals. And we have seen the evolution of most psychiatric care happening in the private sector right now. And so how that changeover has affected things. One of the changes is that, you know, insurance companies now have enormous power over how things are done. They have enormous say-so in terms of how things are paid for. So obviously they had a great deal to do with all of this. But it was a change that inevitably had to occur. The marketplace was changing, how things were paid for was changing, and there's been kind of a struggle between the medical professions and insurance companies. And that's the reason that I called it the curious case, was because when we got our current hospital in 1999, most of the other hospitals, especially for-profit hospitals, were all going out of business. So what's interesting is that the Alexian brothers bought a large hospital with 95 beds, and at the time that the purchase occurred, there were only 7 or 8 patients in the hospital. So insurance had squeezed hospitals to such an extent that nobody was investing in these hospitals anymore. And the Alexian brothers decided to invest in it at a time when everyone else was getting out. That's the curious part of the curious case.
Yes. Why have they been so successful? I mentioned growing to like the 7th largest in the country. Why have they been able to be successful in terms of keeping the hospitals open and seeing and helping many of people over so many decades and centuries?
Well, you know, I think the not-for-profit hospitals have always been there, you know, to serve a need. And I think, obviously, the need was there. I mean, the patients keep coming constantly. So obviously, there's a need. It's just that at that time in history, in 1999, when managed care was dominating everything, it was just not profitable to do this. So there was a hospital for sale, and nobody wanted to buy it. So the Alexian brothers decided to buy it, along with a general hospital that was also a for-profit hospital. So the Chicago area has been able to compete successfully against for-profit hospitals in their general hospitals. And when the for-profit people moved out, we happened to need a new facility at the time. Our old facility wasn't very suitable anymore. And so we needed to either go out of business or get a better facility, which they chose to get a better facility. Because everyone else was going out of business, obviously there were more patients around that
yes.
needed help. And so we were just at the right place at the right time, I think. But I think it's part of a commitment that's been, you know, ongoing for hundreds of years.
What kind of challenge have you faced during this period in the area of behavioral health care? You're known for working with a dynamic team, innovative thinkers, of being successful during this period when we've seen, obviously, a lot of hospitals close or be sold. What are some of the challenges that you've had to face over the last decade or two?
Well, the major challenge has not been getting patients, because there are plenty of patients. The major challenge has been finding a way to pay for them.
Yes.
At least when I wrote the book, about 10% of all of our patients had no health insurance at all. So the health system simply just funded it, because a not-for-profit system is supposed to serve the community. And so that's what they decided to do, and I thought they did it rather well. And then when the Affordable Care Act came into existence, a part of the Affordable Care Act, which so many people seem to hate, was the fact that psychiatric conditions needed to be covered like other conditions.
Yes.
And from our point of view, that was wonderful. But, you know, we're now going into a situation where, Trump, especially the Trump administration, would like to cut back on that and, gut the Affordable Care Act. And the part of the Affordable Care Act that we like was the fact that psychiatric conditions had to be covered like other conditions.
Do you see that we talk about the skinny bundles and making this affordable, to make it affordable for the insured, they have to give up something. Does that frighten you that the behavioral issues probably will be one of the first to be eliminated?
Absolutely. But we've been used to that for years.
Yes.
In other words, when I first started practice, 40 or 50 years ago, we had very poor coverage back then anyway. So psychiatry has had to survive with those rules in existence all along. So the worst case scenario is we go back to the way we were before the Affordable Care Act. I mean, that's a worst case scenario. So I think, one way or another, and given the fact that psychiatric conditions are more, the public doesn't regard them as horrible and untreatable as they may have regarded them, 50 or 100 years ago. So as a consequence, I think we have the general public on our side, because they want treatment one way or another. So somehow it's going to get paid for.
How difficult is that for you and other doctors, other people, not necessarily doctors, but just people in the health profession, in this case, mental health profession? In the back of your mind, there always has to be, I need to take care of the patient, but we do have to, find insurance or coverage, or how do you balance that?
Well, I mean, on an outpatient basis, if care is outpatient, people, make arrangements. They have whatever their fees are.
Yes.
They compromise on those. They work out deals, whatever. Insurance companies come in and part of their role is to contract for the people, for their enrollees and things like that. So people who have coverage, it's not really so much of a problem. I mean, it is in the sense that you'll pay more for psychiatric care than you'll pay for cardiac care or gastrointestinal care traditionally. As I say, before the Affordable Care Act came into existence, at least 10% of all of our patients just didn't have health insurance. And even today, probably a somewhat smaller percentage, but we still get several admissions a day who don't have health insurance. It's just that the general hospital systems around us, you know, they don't want to just keep psychiatric patients in their emergency rooms all day. So what they'll do is they'll either pay us or fund us, but basically it's the health system, the Alexian health system, that funds it. So even though our sister hospital in Elk Grove or in Hoffman Estates will send us their patients and they'll pay us to take care of patients who have no insurance, essentially it's the health system that pays for it. So they just feel keeping people in emergency rooms for 3, 4, 5 days a week is just not workable because most of the state hospitals have gone out of business. So there really isn't anything else. And
right.
So we'll simply have to find a way.
We've had a couple minutes left in the program. From the other aspect of that, from your aspect of really being able to help people, I would almost think this is maybe with the most exciting time in your profession with all of the new techniques out there, all of the new treatment modes, that type of thing. Is that true?
It is. It is. And part of the book and the history, you know, I go into some of the historical changes in this century that have occurred, especially, you know, with the development of medications in the 1950s. So I go over that, and obviously that's played a role. So we don't have to keep patients in hospitals for a year or two or three. You know, we can keep them in for a week or
right.
two or three, which really makes treating patients locally feasible. I mean, if you have to admit somebody to a hospital and keep them there for 5 years, your hospitals are going to fill up awfully quickly. But if you can treat them and keep them 3 or 4 weeks at the most, maybe even 3 or 4 days, and then have some alternative. Now we have day programs and things like that. So as a consequence, it becomes feasible to treat people locally and really at lower cost. You don't have to house them for a year or two or three at a time.
Right. What do you hope the readers take away from reading the book? What do you hope we get out of this? We get in a historical perspective. We see where things are today. We see the evolution. What message would you like us to get from the book?
I think it would be useful. I mean, the message I hope they pick up is that psychiatry does fit into the general medical treatment models.
Yes.
It generally is able to fit into those types of treatment models. That it is, in fact, affordable, because I think the initial concern when health insurance was fighting covering psychiatric care back in the 50s and 60s, by the way, when Medicare came into existence, the Kennedy administration and the Johnson administration supported the idea of treating people locally and with health insurance, because you know, basically, the keeping people, like 10,000 people in a hospital in the country, wasn't really working out.
Exactly.
So I think come away with the idea that psychiatry is really a part of the medical, you know, medical practice in
yes.
the United States. It's generally reasonably affordable, and people nowadays are just not willing to let their friends, relatives, parents, children just languish. They want something done. And so I think in general the future is good. I think research in psychiatry has been as good as any other area, really, even though it's very, very difficult. And I think the future is good.
The book is The Curious Case of the Alexian Brothers Behavioral Health Hospital and Other Controversies in Psychiatry. The author, Dr. Anthony DiAgostino. The book is available wherever books are sold. You'll find it, of course, at bookventure.com and the bookstore. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to information on the book. Doctor, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. Once again, the book, The Curious Case of the Alexian Brothers Behavioral Health Hospital and Other Controversies in Psychology by Dr. Anthony DiAgostino. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
Hello?
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.